The Burt Show.
We're heading on down to Disney World with a bunch of very, very special kids here in just a couple of hours. Our kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses, and we bring everybody in the family. If they live in the house, they are going to Disney World with us in a big VIP way.
Big VIP way. We are here for Burt's Big Adventure, our annual trip for kids with chronic and terminal illnesses. And honestly, I have been looking forward to this all year, so I can't even imagine how these kids feel. Their first time going to Disney in a big way. We're going on a private plane, and then we're going to a fancy hotel and going to have some sweets and some fancy dinner tonight. This entire week is going to be so much fun. I just can't wait to get started.
The amount of food we consume on this trip is astronomical.
Yes, it really is, man. And I think it was Zoe last night. It was Zoe that that had her hands all up in that Zaxby's last night, man. She was wearing it.
She was painting the Zaxby's sauce. Yes.
Literally.
Right. And then she immediately went out to the dance floor and like burned it all off.
Yep. Talk about having a good time.
Yeah.
Finished it off with ice cream and cookies.
Yeah.
As she should.
Zoe is such a good rolling good time that she's not even sitting here, man. There was no way to contain her to sit here to talk about her brother Oliver, our Burt's Big Adventure kid.
She could be in the Moana tent with Carter Charitable Foundation. She could be over there at the bouncy house.
She may be in the plane.
Yeah.
Already.
She may be flying the plane.
With a snack.
In the pilot seat. So every now and then on Burt's Big Adventure, and this is always a great lesson to me also, because I used to joke about this, but maybe it's not a joke, that sometimes you just don't know what somebody is going through. And I used to joke that, man, I got to take a look at that kid's folder because that kid, man, that doesn't look sick to me. And Oliver, to me, is that kid this year because I'm watching him bounce off walls last night, hanging out, all this high energy. And you just never know what a child is going through because they could look very healthy like Oliver.
Right. That's so true.
So when you found out about Oliver, if I read this right, you didn't find out he had one heart defect in 24 hours. This is a whole ordeal, eh?
Yeah, he's got tetralogy of Fallot, which is four defects in one. So he had a heart between his two ventricles. His pulmonary artery was basically shut, so he wasn't getting any blood flow there. And then his aorta is overriding. It's not in the right placement, which then causes his left ventricle to hypertrophy or get thick and makes it hard to pump. So that's all wrapped up in one.
Look, I'm a grown adult, and I don't understand half the things you said. So when you were talking to Oliver about it, and this all started how long ago?
Well, when he was born, it was two days after he was born that his nurse, we didn't know before he was born, but his overnight nurse in the NICU heard a murmur. And then when we came in to see him the next morning, there was like a whole team in there doing an echo, and they transported him immediately to Choa. So
at what point do you have a conversation with him about what's going on inside of him, and when does he understand it, and what words do you use?
Well, so, I mean, he had been used to going to the hospital. We went, you know, every 6 months for the first 3 or 4 years of his life to get procedures done, so it just became part of his normal life. And Choa was so amazing that he would be excited to go there. And so you just have talks over time, you know, and you just say you have a special heart. Your heart wasn't made the same as everybody else's, and you're always going to have to get it checked out, and you know, have those are the conversations you have.
So from the mother's perspective, like you give birth to this baby, and he was early, only 4 pounds, so he's obviously going to the NICU, and then it's every mother's worst nightmare.
Yeah, well, it wasn't just that she heard the murmur. It's like, oh, there's something very wrong here. We don't know exactly what it is, but he's going to need some kind of, you know, procedure or something, and we're rushing you to Choa. And it's like all the air just left the room.
I bet.
It was just, everything stopped, you know?
And like the only thing you want to do as a new mom is just hold your baby and love on him. But here you have all these doctors and nurses working on him.
Yeah, and I couldn't hold him. I couldn't. He had all these tubes. And it was just, you know, we spent the first 5 weeks in Choa. And I lived there. I just moved in. And I stayed there with him. And you just can't do any of the normal things, you know, that you want to do with your newborn. It's so hard to experience.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is he limited in any way, shape, or form? Because the way I'm watching him, like, run around and all that energy last night, I'm like, he doesn't seem limited at all.
So, right now, he'll get winded. Mm-hmm. I notice, you know, he can't play soccer or, like, he couldn't do anything where he has to run, like, a lot without breaks. Because he needs to, he plays basketball, he plays baseball, he wrestles, but he'll get winded, you know. Yeah, if somebody's taking too long for him to pin, he's like, you know.
Gotta go for it quick, man. Oliver, what are you most looking forward to on going down to Disney World?
Probably the roller coasters.
Yeah.
Well, Mo loves roller coasters, so.
I got you. I'll get on every single one with you. That's not a problem.
And while you guys are on, I'll be carrying the purses and all the presents and stuff like that. Just making sure it's safe when you get off of those rides.
No, you'll be chasing Zoe.
I'd rather go on the roller coaster. I'm going on the roller coaster.
No, you're going
to
keep chasing
That's what it took to get him on the roller coaster.
I can't keep up with that girl.
That's a lot.
All right, now, we also say this each and every year also, that a mom here that is dealing with a child that's going through all this, life doesn't care. Nope. I mean, there are stresses outside of all that. So I know that there's been some back and forth between you and I talked about this last night. You being in Atlanta and then having to go to Virginia, then Atlanta, Virginia. Explain what that has been all about.
Yeah, so back in October, I got laid off out of, you know, nowhere. Of course, that's what happens to people.
Right.
But, you know, as a single mom, you know, in my apartment with my kids, I applied, I mean, literally 700 applications, and I was getting nothing. And so a job opportunity presented itself in Virginia, and I said, I'm just going to have to break my lease and, move and follow where the job is, because if you don't have a job, you can't have anything else.
Right.
So I've been in Virginia since December 21st and with family. Luckily, I had family there. And so just their training and hoping to, you know, get this license and then be able to come, you know, back with our community here.
Yeah, you made it very clear to me last night that you will be coming back to Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, everything is here. I'm part of the Cardiac Family Advisory Board at CHOA. Like, we pour into this community here, and it pours back into us, so it's very important for us.
It's something that people need to know, too, with Oliver. Like, as he gets older, there's going to be more procedures that he's going to need.
Oh, yeah.
These are the people you trust.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, I said I'm coming back here for his care. Even in the meantime, if he were to need something, they know him. They know his anatomy. Mm-hmm. It's very important for us to be here.
All right. Well, keeping that in mind, let's see if we can make things a little bit more comfortable for you and get you back to Atlanta. So at this point, I'd like to bring in Javier from Rangewater. He is the Director of Hospitality and Property Management at Rangewater. And he's got a very, very special proposal for you.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you so much, Bert. So I'm Javier Baskin. I have the privilege of being the Director of Hospitality for Rangewater. And Rangewater is a fully integrated multifamily real estate company. So we have a portfolio that spans throughout the Southeast, really a Sun Belt to Mountain West company. And we're dedicated to creating fulfilling experiences for our investors, our residents, our employees, and of course any of our partners like the Bird Show here today. I have exciting news. So we are going to provide for you 12 months, a year of free rent at one of our newest communities.
Wow.
In Gwinnett, the Mabry.
Oh my goodness.
One question.
I have more than one answer.
What's the Wi-Fi? He wants to know the Wi-Fi password already.
There you go.
When can we go?
When can they come back?
Listen, it's ready when you're ready.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
Whenever you're ready, you come and see us, and we're going to get you all squared away. Let me tell you about the Mabry, though. So this is one of our newest developments in Gwinnett County. It's literally a beautiful property. You have top-notch amenities, swimming pool. You've got a trail. Is this Zoe?
Yeah, it is Zoe.
You better say hi quick.
Zoe came up out of nowhere. Talk about energy. Holy smokes.
Oh my
but,
goodness.
I mean, you're really going to enjoy it. And it's literally minutes away from Cool Ray Field, Mall of Georgia, and of course, Andretti's, all of the stuff up there. So you're going to really, really enjoy that.
Thank you.
I want to share also, Bert, if I could.
Sure.
I want to share the story of how this went around our offices. So our corporate offices are right here in Sandy Springs. And so when I presented when we were presented with this opportunity, I kind of chopped it around to the different departments. And let me tell you, everybody in our corporate offices were vying for, like, hey, we want to be a part of this in the most impactful way. And so we're just excited and humbled to be here. We really just are so excited.
I have no words. I can't even. It just doesn't seem real.
So yeah, not just a place to live, but a place to live for free.
What's the Wi-Fi password?
There it is. And there it is.
You knew it was coming.
The Wi-Fi password is free rent.
It's all lowercase.
And it will be that.
And it will be that. Yes. Range One, thank you so much for helping these guys out. I mean, you talk about a life-changing experience.
Yes.
I mean, I love what we did earlier with Bristol and sending them up there for a weekend or sending a kid up to Callaway also, but rent-free for a year to bring her back to the city that she wants to be in, to the doctors that she cares and feels most comfortable with. Is absolutely huge. It's so thank you.
And that absolutely. Financial freedom as
yes.
well.
Yes.
Right. Absolutely.
It's crazy.
The peace of mind, right? So yeah, we're so happy about this and we're so excited to be a part of this.
Right, that's a good way to introduce to First Big Adventure 2025
thank
right
you.
There, okay?
Oh my, I can't even. I'm just speechless.
Hey.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to First Big Adventure 2025 and welcome back to Atlanta.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The Bert Show.